10:03, 7. I'm so used to saying 7. All right, let's call, let's see. All right, welcome to the special village board meeting. It's Tuesday, July 9th at 10 o'clock. If I can ask Sarah to please take the roll call.
Trustee Bachner. Trustee Kargi.
Here.
Trustee Vasquez. Trustee Brennan.
Here.
Trustee Hennick.
Here.
Trustee O'Connell.
Here.
President Iduci.
Here. There's no citizens, so there's no citizens' comments. So that brings us to our first action item.
So before we do that, the first thing we'll do, just want to do procedurally, is someone will need to make a motion to allow Trustee O'Connell to participate.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Telephonically.
I so move. I'll second.
Okay.
And just a simple voice vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
Thanks. I forgot about that. Okay, so let's move on to our first item, which is the lease agreement for 11 Ashland. If I can get a motion and a second. And then we can discuss it.
I move that we authorize a lease under the real estate purchase and sales contract for 11 Ashland in River Forest.
Can I get a second?
Second.
All right. So.
Third.
Yeah, that's our second.
So two things procedurally. We had a publish a notice in the paper to offer this up to other people based on the way the law is set up. We had done that. There were no other responses we got, but we did follow that, and then this ordinance allows...
Posted that it was for rent?
Yes.
So what if someone came in for and said they'd rent it for $1 a month?
You still have the discretion to lease it.
No other interest to rent it for $10.
You still have the discretion to lease it to whomever you want, but we did that with Lutheran Family Services as well. No one submitted anything for that. This lease, not surprisingly, this lease runs through the end of August. If the homeowner does vacate sooner, then that will happen. It's the same lease we set up for Lutheran Family Services, created by the village attorney. So if you had any questions, happy to answer those, but it's pretty straightforward.
Any questions for Eric? Hearing none, if can I ask Sarah to take the vote?
Trustee Kargi.
No.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Hennick.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
President Iduci.
Yes. Okay.
We got four, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So let's go on to the item number two. This is now, I guess, to take the general fund. Let me have a motion in a second. We'll talk about it. Sorry.
I move that we authorize a loan from the Village of River Forest General Fund to the Village of River Forest Madison Street TIF increment allocation fund.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Pam. All right. Any discussion, anything you want to add?
Again, the same thing we've done for the last two, for Lutheran Family Services and for 10 Lathrop. Again, the general fund is loaning, making a loan to the TIF fund. The way it's set up, there is interest charge, so the general fund is actually, in theory, making some money off of this as opposed to going to a bank or a third party to get a loan. There are interest payments that come back, and it's anticipated that there would be a lump sum payment made to pay it off at a later date, either when we sell the property or float a bond.
So it's an open, and that was the question I had. I couldn't remember offhand as far as timing of.
Yeah, there's a, I think we've scheduled a balloon payment, and I'll go back and look for it in 10 years, but right now it's all just, we pay the, as interest, as increment is available, we use that to pay the interest that's being generated on the loan.
And the interest is ours. We're putting.
No, I know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But if there isn't enough to pay, let's say there wasn't enough increment to pay it, then.
Right. I just meant in terms of getting money back into the general fund with the time frame looking at.
I didn't think to even look. How much is this loan? So what's our total, how much have we lent out from the general fund to the TIF district, and how much was this loan in particular? I don't remember. I know it was in the packet. I just didn't look.
Yeah, Brittany, bring it up here in a second. In fact, I can tell you what the other.
This particular is $550.
Right? Yeah, $550.
Yes, essentially we've got $550 plus a million. Lutheran Family Services was $1,003,000. You know, some pennies there, and then 10 Lathrop was $332. So you're at about $1,008,000-ish.
Mm-hmm. And we're allowing for the
Go ahead.
We're allowing for the three, roughly 10 years, for back or sooner, depending on how things.
Yep.
How much do we have in the general? I mean, this is the general fund, rainy day fund. This is the cash reserves, right?
Correct.
How much is in there? And
well, you're. I mean, we're running pretty high. We're at about 40% reserves. I don't have that exact number off the top of my head, but I can.
No, no.
Once we're done, we can get that.
40%. Okay. When are we planning to go to start floating bonds in the TIF?
Fairly soon. So we actually just had a meeting with the EDC chair this morning to talk about what the plan, the plan that everyone's been asking for and the strategy. That would be a part of that plan and strategy. So we don't have that date plugged in yet.
Yeah, before we can even get to a bond issuance, we've got to have all that kind of put together. You know, the plan, the timeline, the implementation. So.
But we're working on that in earnest.
Good stuff. All right, good questions. Thank you. Any further questions, comments? Okay. Okay, if I can ask then Sarah to take the vote, please.
Trustee Brennan.
Yes.
Trustee Hennig.
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell.
Yes.
President Odusi.
Yes.
Trustee Karjee.
Yes.
Okay. All right, then our last item is this is a budget amendment. If I can get a motion in a second.
Motion to approve an ordinance amending the annual budget for corporate purposes for the fiscal year commencing on the first day of May 2019 and ending the 30th day of April 2020 for the Village of River Forest, Illinois.
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion?
Straightforward. This deals with three things. One, right, the property in the TIF district that we're purchasing. The makes a budget amendment to allow for the purchase of the parking lot over on Franklin, the Fifth Third parking lot, and so that's going to come out of the capital improvement fund or parking reserves that we have about $700,000 earmarked just for parking acquisition and maintenance. And then the third item is a carryover item on the alley, the alleys you approved at the last board meeting. That was originally funded in last fiscal year. We didn't spend that, so we're just moving those dollars forward.
Yeah.
Pretty straightforward.
Clean up. Yep. Okay, very good. Any questions, comments? Okay, hearing none, if I can ask Sarah to please take the vote.
Trustee Hennig?
Yes.
Trustee O'Connell?
Yes.
President Odusi?
Yes.
Trustee Karjee?
Yes.
Trustee Brennan?
Yes.
Okay. We have no further. If I can ask a.
I'll move to adjourn.
Okay,
second.
Okay. In favor to adjourn? Aye.
Aye.
Okay, any nays? Nope. So we are officially adjourned.